This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Morning, 8 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Firestone, the leader in the field. Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
Coming up on 10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning on the Chicago Board of Trade. Friday, March wheat ended at 7.91 and a quarter, up a dime. May wheat ended at 7.99 and three quarter, up a dime. July wheat ended at 8.04 and a half, up 9 and a quarter. March corn on Friday ended at 7.27 and a half, up 3. May corn ended at 7.29 and a quarter, up 4. July corn ended at 7.21 and a half, up 4 and a half. March soybeans on Friday ended at 14.29 and a quarter, down a penny. May beans ended at 14.16 and three quarter, up 2. July beans ended at 14.10, up 4. March soybean meal on Friday ended at 4.14.40, up 4. May meal ended at 4.08.50, up 1. July meal ended at 4.04.40. Up 3. March soybean oil on Friday ended at 51.68, up 19. May oil ended at 52.07, up 21. July oil ended at 52.33, up 23. And March oats on Friday ended at 355 and a half, up a half. May oats ended at 361 and a quarter, up a penny. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. And the Illinois grain prices ended mostly higher on Friday afternoon. Corn and wheat futures were supported by fund buying at the Board of Trade. New fundamental news to move prices was hard to find on Friday, though a weather forecast for dry and cold conditions in the Plain States supported wheat values. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 5 cents higher at 7.11 to 7.35, and soybean bids ended mixed at 14.18 to 14.39. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents stronger at 7.21 to 7.39, and soybeans were 1 to 5 lower at 14.32 to 14.45. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 cents at 7.12 to 7.52, soybeans a penny lower at 14.46 to 14.67, and the wheat bids up 10 to 15 at 7.83 to 8.01. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 to 11 cents lower on Friday at 14.59 to 14.64. Basis ended 2 to 10 cents lower, ranging from 30 to 35 over the March. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $5.40 to $6.40 a ton to range from $4.30.40 to $4.39.40. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 3 cents, ranging from $7.32 to $7.51, with basis steady ranging from $5 to $24 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 cents stronger at $7.28 to $7.29, with basis a penny lower ranging from $1 to $2 over the March. Soybeans ended mixed, ranging from 1464 to 1475, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 35 to 46 over the March. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gained 9 cents at 763 to 779, with basis steady ranging from 41 to 25 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 cents stronger at 727 to 730. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by a penny, with quotations at 1479 to 1489, and soft wheat gained a dime at 805 to 806. And Milo ended 3 cents higher at 712 to 713. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers in northern and western Illinois range from 548 up to 562, with new crop soybean bids ranging from 1237 to 1257. In central Illinois, new crop corn ranged from 551 up to 569, with new crop soybean bids at 1252 to 1267. In southern Illinois, new crop bids range from 545 up to 575, with new crop bean bids at 1252 to 1272, and the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 762 up to 787. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday, February hogs, 85.35, down 60. April hogs ended at 88.07, unchanged. May hogs, 94.70, unchanged. February cattle on Friday ended at 124.95, down 165. April cattle, 129.82, down 105. June cattle, 126.25, down 47. January feeder cattle on Friday ended at 143.90, down a half dollar. March feeders, 146.35, up a half dollar. April feeders, 148.35, up 62. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. And first of all, in the eastern corn belt on Friday afternoon, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ended 38 cents higher for the day. The base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $79.01 to $89 even, with a weighted average price of $83.03. We're in the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar report on Friday morning. Slaughter sows traded mostly steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $38 to $41, with a few down to $35. 4 to 5 weights at 39 to 45, with a few at 37, and over 550-pound sows at 45 to 47, with a few head down to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade on Friday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded a dollar higher, with U.S. 1 and 3 grades barrels and gilts weighing 220 to 290, trading at $54 to $58. And Illinois movement of hogs on Friday totaled 14,010 head. In the cattle trading in Illinois, the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction in Walnut, Illinois from Thursday. Receipts for the auction totaled 278 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers sold $5 lower, slaughter Holstein steers down $2. Choice slaughter steers range from 122 to 127, with choice slaughter Holstein steers range from 109.50 up to 113, and the choice heifers range from 122 to 124.50. Slaughter cows, premium type, average dressing at 92 to 96, breaking cows at 75 to 78, with some low dressing breakers at 69, and the boning cows at 70 to 75, which were average dressing, and lean cows, average dressing, range from $63 to $65. Also, the special feeder cattle report from the Carthage Livestock Auction on Thursday. Receipts for the auction totaled 1,025 head. Trade was active with good demand for this special feeder cattle sale. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights, range from 170 to 175, with some fancy at 181 up to 194. Five-weight feeder steers at 144.50 up to 163, with some fancy at 166.50 up to 173. And six-weight steers at 132 to 144. And some feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights, range from 140 up to 157, five-weight heifers at 132.50 to 148, and six-weight heifers range from 124 up to 139. From the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report on Friday afternoon, steers on a live basis have traded at 122 up to 125.50, heifers on a live basis at 122 to 124, and steers and heifers both on a dressed basis, they're trading at 195. From the National Carlisle Pork Report at the close on Friday, trading had been slow to moderate with 68 loads being traded. The fresh quarter-inch trim bone-in loins were steady along with the Boston butts. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass ended 25 cents lower for the day, closing at 83.63. And the box beef cutout values were sharply lower on Friday afternoon. Choice carcasses 6 to 900 pounds down $2.36, closing at $189.84, while select carcasses dropped $1.75 to $182.61. And on the daily estimated livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Friday, cattle slaughter awfully light on Friday, estimated at 104,000 head, compared to 110 last week and 110,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter also very light today, estimated at 416,000 head, compared to 424 last week and 417,000 a year ago. That is our livestock report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: for butter, 150 and a half, up a half. For block cheese, 168 and three quarter, down one and a quarter. For barrel cheese, 163 and three quarter, down one and a quarter. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 1811. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, 734. For February, 738. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, 726. For February, 730. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, 1460. For February, 1452. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January, 771. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, 734. Corn at Scottville, 726. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1460. Wheat at Scottville, 771. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Time now for a check of Color Radar weather. Color Radar in the Weather Center shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Our local weather forecast for today: partly cloudy and windy. High temperatures today in the low 20s with northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low about 5 above, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, becoming cloudy with the chance of snow flurries, the high about 20. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday: partly cloudy to cloudy skies with a chance of snow on Thursday and Thursday night, lows about 10 above, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Right now at the Weather Center, west winds at 14 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 17 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 2.99% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 2.99%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Minimum $75,000 financing required. Ask your AgDirect dealer for details.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by Envirofoam of America. First of all, in our farm news today, here's the cost of production report. We join Jerry Milberg of the Department of Agriculture in Springfield.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the
Illinois production cost report for Thursday, January 17th. In the cost of production report today, the anhydrous ammonia range from $875 to $900 a ton, an average of $887.15. That's unchanged from our prior report 2 weeks ago. Urea range from $505 to $550 per ton, an average of $524.14. That's down $14.02 per ton. Liquid 28% nitrogen spread range from $350 to $400 a ton, an average of $377.83, down $1.62. Diammonium phosphate range from $5.75 up to $6.75, an average of $6.1946. That's up $4.63 a ton. Monoammonium phosphate unchanged, ranging from $6.20 to $6.81. That's an average of $6.49.20. Potash also stayed unchanged, ranging from $5.40 up to $6.27, an average of $5.79.38. And farm delivered diesel fuel in 1,000 gallon lots. Range from $3.45 to $3.49 per gallon, an average of $3.47. That's down 5 cents from our prior report. That completes our Illinois production cost report for January 17th. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Saturday Farm Show, Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network talked to Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson at the National Convention in Nashville. Mr. Nelson said he was proud of his delegation.
Absolutely. A lot of good friends. But at the same time, it's really a recognition of everything that we did this last year. Back in our state, we received the President's Award in all five areas. We received the Horizon Award as an effort for our Illinois Farm Family Campaign. So, you know, we've got a lot to feel proud about of our organization and its accomplishments. And I think the membership here from our state, I think, is very upbeat and positive because of it.
You talk about Illinois Farm Families, really the start of the what is now the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Illinois really got things started.
Well, really, it was 4 years ago we pushed the need. When we were in the whole food, fuel, feed, fiber debate, saying we had to reconnect back to the consumer. And I do applaud our leadership. I remember chairing that very first meeting where there were some heated opinions about how we go forward. But, you know, I think the good news is it isn't just an Illinois Farm Bureau Award. It's an Illinois Agriculture Award because we have all the commodity groups working and pulling together on that effort. Out of that outbirth, came U.S. Farm and Ranch Alliance. They're not quite as far down the path as we are. The good news is they're taking a lot of our research, replicating that at the national level, which I think is a great situation for us to be in.
And that was Farm Bureau, or Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network, talking to Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson. Right now, we'll update the regional hog markets. We'll join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
Well, it was a good week in the hog markets. Pork cutout value, $83.88 per hundredweight late in the week, up 41 cents from the week before. Hog prices basically steady to $2 higher. Carcass prices for plant-delivered hogs in the mid-80s. Live hogs at the terminal markets in the mid-50s. Futures market also up a dollar or so on the nearby contracts. Weights, Iowa, Minnesota live weights last week at 276.5 pounds. That was actually up a tenth of a pound from the same week a year ago. First time weights have been above a year ago since the week ending September 22nd. So that's not quite so encouraging. Also, USDA released the retail pork price average for December in grocery stores, $3.427 a pound. That was down 5 cents from November, down 3.4 cents. Year over year, also a bit worrisome. But by and large, the demand situation is continuing to look good. Exports for 2012, although we don't have the final figures, are almost certainly to be the second consecutive record year in a row.
The Mariel Company has introduced a new product to worm cattle called Long Range. We talked to veterinarian Dr. Joe Diedrichsen, and he tells us how it's administered.
Long Range is an injectable solution that you give sub-Q or subcutaneously. It will be a prescription dewormer, but it has an extended release injection that offers an entirely new way to look at parasite control in cattle, because it was developed using a unique theraphase technology, for this formulation of a pyrimidine. So you get a single injection that lasts up to 100 to 150 days. And this really is the first product with that kind of length that is long enough to break the life cycle and effectively reduce parasite burdens on pastures. So it's going to change our pasture parasite management.
And those parasite management or those other products you talked about, they work differently than this, don't they?
Yep. The active ingredient, of course, is a pyrimidine, is similar there, but the other products do not have the Theraphase technology. So they only have activity on the important parasites that rob us of performance. They only have 14 to 28 days activity, where long range will have 100 to 150 days of activity.
Now, when should a producer use long range?
Well, when parasite transmission is the highest, that's when you want optimum use of a product like long range. So in the spring, when the grass is greening up, that's when the parasites come back up out of the ground of those that are on the pasture, and that's when cattle pick up the highest level of parasites. So if you administer this when the grass is greening up and you're turning the cattle out with that 100 to 150 day activity, there's a lot of parts of the country that cover almost the entire grazing season.
A website has been developed to learn more. It's thelongrangelook.com. Once again, thelongrangelook, one word, .com. As Tony St. James reports, cattle producers will be facing two major challenges this year.
One, the ongoing drought. Two, the price of feed. Dr. Mark Welch is Texas AgriLife Extension grain marketing economist in College Station.
So if you take your average annual daily use, so how much corn we use in a year, divide that by 365 gives us average daily use for the marketing year. Divide your ending stocks number by that average daily use, and that gives you the days of use on hand at the end of the marketing year. How long can we live into the next marketing year on the supplies left over from last year? That number for corn at 49 days is an all-time record low. USDA has been tracking these world numbers since about 1960. That's the lowest number for corn we have ever seen. We've been below 50 days five out of the last 10 years. Supplies of corn worldwide are tight.
So that's the story on corn, but when it comes to soybeans, Dr. Welch says,
soybean supplies are very, very tight in the United States. Worldwide, they're about average. We've got an anticipated 83-day supply on hand at the marketing year, and the 10-year average for that number is 83 days. The 20-year average is actually 73, much better.
Dr. Welch, speaking at the Southwest Beef Symposium in Lubbock, looked at wheat.
Yes, with a 96-day estimated supply at the end of this marketing year, we're a little tighter than the 20-year measure, but actually a little above the 10-year. And if you look at where we are in wheat in the last 5 years, actually, that supply structure is much stronger the last 5 years than the previous five. We don't have the tight supply situation in wheat. With rice, the last five are better than the previous five, a little bit tight relative to a 20-year measure, but actually above where we'd be with a 10-year average.
Now, just for comparison's sake, Dr. Welch also looks at cotton.
World cotton supplies, days of use on hand at the end of the marketing year. Here's the grains, we're talking 49 days of corn, 96 days of wheat, 75 rice, 80 of rice, 83 of soybeans. Cotton, over 280 days. All-time record highs for days of use of cotton on hand. Well, again, it's just why we're seeing so much interest in planting corn and grain sorghum. With overwhelming supplies of cotton, many farmers that have some flexibility in their production operations are looking at growing grain.
Now, though the livestock industry is a big user of corn, the ethanol industry is number one.
We are reaching a level in the maturity of the ethanol industry, given current regulations and standards, we don't have any place else to grow. What else are we going to do with it? We've pretty well reached that 10% in the gasoline supply. With more fuel-efficient vehicles and changing economic conditions, gasoline demand is not growing by leaps and bounds. We don't have E85 pumps on every corner. Where are we going to put it? What are we going to do with more ethanol? Unless something structurally changes, we hear about a blending wall. Well, this chart would show ethanol consumption as a blending ceiling. We've pretty well tapped out that industry given the current structure.
And when it comes to a price forecast, Dr. Welch says corn at harvest, $5 to $5.50 a bushel. From the Southwest Beef Symposium in Lubbock, I'm Tony St. James.
The United States Department of Agriculture has created a new loan program to help small farmers, including growers who want to take advantage of the soaring interest in locally produced food. Agriculture Department Secretary Tom Vilsack told the Associated Press last week that new microloans of up to $35,000 are designed to help bolster family-run farms, as well as minority growers and military veterans seeking to start a farm. The smaller microloan program is designed to help a producer that wants to get into the direct-to-consumer sales business or wants to help provide produce to, for example, a farmer's market, according to Secretary Vilsack. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets, although they're all closed here on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.